all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Okay, now I'm going to say the word vaginismus. Do you know what that is, Michelle?
I do not. I mean, I do now, but I didn't. And, you know, I know Dr. Erwin Goldstein and have known him forever. And, of course, with Radio MD and Empower, did not know what this was.
Well, so we're going to
I'm not going to even say it, Pam, because I'm going to mess the
name
up. I know,
because you're going to mess it up, because we all mess it up. You know how many women out there just don't understand what vaginismus even is? It's a condition where there's involuntary tightness of the vagina during attempted intercourse that can cause discomfort, burning pain, penetration problems, or complete inability to have intercourse. That's why it's called involuntary celibacy, for crying out loud. And we have Dr. Erwin Goldstein, of course, a proud member of the Empower Her Board, who is
is
the director of the San Diego Sexual Medicine at Alvarado Hospital, is clinical professor of surgery at University of California at San Diego. And what we want to do, Dr. Goldstein, is just, you know, understand, what is vaginismus? How common is this condition?
So let's take two steps backwards. You probably know that the muscles in your arm and could sort of sense the volume of muscles in your arm. Let's now wear your hat of the muscles surrounding the vagina. So the question to you and Michelle is, are there more muscles surrounding the vagina and the pelvic floor, or are there more muscles in a human being's arm? Answer?
Down there.
There are clearly more muscles in the pelvic floor than in your arm. So if the muscles surrounding the vagina go into a spasm for reasons that we will discuss shortly, then the vaginal canal will be tightly closed, and it will be very difficult for things to penetrate it. So the phrase vaginismus is a phrase that invites the concept that we have to figure out why the muscles are spasming, but the muscles are spasming. It's a very frustrating event. We so often see this in San Diego. We have a lot of engineering firms that make chips for the cell phones and things, Qualcomm being the largest one. And they have engineers from Pakistan and India and the Far East. And they tend to be in relationships that are arranged. They have never seen their spouses before. And vaginismus is common. These are women who and men who are you know, virginal to sexual activity by culture and religion, and thrust into a marriage. And, you know, a common thing is he'll say, there's no hole for me to go in. I can't find it. And it hurts her, and she's squishing her face, and she doesn't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. What do we do about it? So that's a bird's eye view of vaginismus.
So what are some of the causes? I know that's one of them, but what causes this?
Well, I mean, so we think of all sex medicine problems as having contributions from psychology, pelvic floor, and biology, what we call biopsychosocial. So if a young woman is raped or sexually abused by some uncle or some priest or something, and then the thought of something hard coming at her brings on all types of disgust and fear, that's a cause for vaginismus, and that's one of the leading causes, actually, is psychologic-based aversion to sexual activity. But there are obviously other things. There are women who have hormonal issues where the tissues aren't healthy, and when you touch them, pain happens, and then secondarily, the muscles go into spasm. So the key issue here is deciding what the correct diagnosis is and why the muscle is going into spasm. It can be primary or it can be secondary, and that's our job as healthcare providers to figure that out.
Got it.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, this mind and body piece is so
huge.
Very powerful with something like this. Because really, quite frankly, you know, the physical leads to the mental. as well. You know, it was interesting. Masters of Sex on Showtime actually covered this condition on the show. And, yeah. and they were really looking at, you know, how complex this can be. I had a patient once who just simply had a small vagina. It was very uncomfortable for her, and so she spasmed all the time because she couldn't understand what's wrong with me. And so the physical led to the psychological, and she, you know, she clamped down. That was the end of that ball game until she and her partner both got a therapy together and worked it. But okay, so looking at vaginismus, there's a primary and a secondary type. Could you explain the difference?
Yeah, so the primary is when the muscles go into spasm primarily through a psychologic basis. There's no obvious biologic, hormonal, neurologic tear or, you know, something that would explain a secondary reason for muscles going into spasm. So, I mean, in all of these cases, psychologic sex therapy evaluations should be tried. There's vaginismus websites, and through the vaginismus websites, they have dilator sets that people can try. If it's primary and you can get some counseling and you could sort of slowly dilate and overcome the aversion and get to the largest dilator without pain, and that deals with the vaginismus, fabulous. That would be a win-win for everybody. And it can be done, you know, strictly under the observations of a psychology-based approach. But then there are women for which the vaginismus dilator treatments aren't that successful. The sex therapy approaches allow the women to be more comfortable, but they still can't have intercourse without pain. And then that would step in where the pelvic floor person or the biologic-based person would do their thing.
So give me just a couple of treatment options. I know therapy would be one. What are some other ones that will help women?
So a very common thing that we see are younger women on birth control pills, and whether your audience knows this or not, I know Michelle, I think, knows this, is that 100% of birth control pills cause a low testosterone state.
Yes.
Because birth control pills cause a protein made by the liver called sex hormone binding globulin. It's just a protein that binds the sex hormone, therefore rendering the biologically available testosterone to be low. In about 10, 12, 15% of women, roughly 10 million women on birth control pills, the absence of testosterone fosters a sort of unhealthy tissue at the opening to the vagina. This tissue is called the vestibule, and you get what's called hormonally mediated pain in the vestibule, which is vestibulodynia. So it's a subset, if you like, of vaginismus, where we now understand the cause of this form of vaginismus. It's very treatable. Biologically, you stop, obviously, the birth control pill, use an IUD. We use a testosterone-based product and a local testosterone product to the vestibule to give the health of the tissue back. But there's many other reasons. There's dermatologic conditions, Lichen's sclerosis, Lichen planus, that can cause vaginismus because of the soreness of the tissue. You can have infections from yeast. There's many, many causes. So I don't have to go through all of them other than the fact that, you know, as is a classic in medicine, you go through what we call step care management. You start with things that are simple, like psychologic management and dilation and lubricants, and then, as needed, go into more definitive strategies through, you know, expert healthcare providers in this area.
All right. This is just so much for women out there in her radio land to absorb. And you've done a fabulous job, Dr. Erwin Goldstein, director of the San Diego Sexual Medicine at Alvarado Hospital. The website is sandiegosexualmedicine.com. We thank you so much for being there to help us understand vaginismus. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.